Chapter 1. Menda's House. Pittsburgh. 2019. Isabel's stomach twisted and attempted to crawl up her throat. A thick, nasty fluid flooded her mouth and she raced to the bathroom. She got there just in time. Her head hung over the toilet, her long, dark hair spreading around the bowl as she heaved and puked up her dinner from the night before.
Oh, God. She'd never be able to look at spaghetti the same way again. It tasted so good going down and so bad coming back up. Plus, the noodles were remarkably whole. Izza shuddered and spit into the toilet. Her nose and throat burned. A horrible taste coated her tongue. She tried not to swallow as she coughed and heaved a bit more before sitting back. Gross. At least now that she puked, she felt better. Her stomach churned less, and though a film of sweat covered her, she was otherwise intact. She got up gingerly and grabbed a Dixie cup from next to the sink. After filling it with water, she placed it against her forehead, then took a small sip. Better. She gargled and spit a few more times, then leaned back against the wall. Man. She didn't want to be sick, especially today. She had a coding assignment to turn in at school that she'd been working on for weeks. The presentation was ready and waiting to go. Her first major science project in high school, and she wanted to shine just like her parents. If the new game application she designed didn't impress her computer science teacher, she would eat her shorts.
Maybe it was just nerves? She sat back on the floor across from the toilet, relaxing. The scent of bleach drifted to her and her belly churned. Nope, not nerves. Her stomach emptied itself again. Once, twice. Dang it, how much could a person vomit? This blew. Literally blew. She moaned as she leaned back against the wall. The bathroom tiles gleamed at her. Too bright and white in the early morning hours.